American Language Course, Book 13, Tape 1A. Hello. Open your books to the activities for Tape 1A. Look at Figure 1. Listen to the paragraph and select the topic. Number 1. Everyone wants to enjoy a better life. If you get a good education, it will be easier for you to do this. Young men and women who have a college diploma usually receive better job offers than those who just have a high school diploma. Education is important to the future of every man and woman. It's the key to a better life. Now select the topic. Number 2. Americans think it's very important to be on time. They want to be on time for appointments, dates, meetings, and special occasions. They want people who have appointments with them to be on time. When someone is late in the morning, there will always be someone who tells them, "Good afternoon." Being on time is really important to Americans. Now select the topic. Number 3. Good drivers are always thinking about what they're doing, driving. They watch the road ahead of them, beside them, and behind them. They're always careful when they cross intersections. They watch for pedestrians and any careless drivers that might be on the road. They obey the laws at all times. Good drivers have their minds on the road and traffic all the time. Now select the topic. Let's check your work. The answer to number 1 is B, education. The answer to number 2 is A, being on time. And the answer to number 3 is A, good drivers. Now look at the pictures in figure 2 and repeat these sentences. Number 1. We use a match to start a fire. Number 2. This is a good tennis match. Number 3. The shirt and the tie on the left match. They go together. The ones on the right don't match. Number 4. Help me tie this string around the package. I want to make a tight knot. Number 5. They tied the score 14-14. When there's a tie, no one wins or loses. Number 6. The rain is beating on the plants. Number 7. The Suns beat the Kings 10-2. Number 8. The Lions played football on the new field. Number 9. Put this rope in the car. Number 10. The Boston White Sox lost by 3 points. Number 11. The Houston Astros won by 9 points. Number 12. Jim made a goal in the soccer game. Number 13. Mr. Johnson is our new coach. Number 14. Bobby is the newest player on the team. Number 15. They have to practice 3 times a week. Look at figure 2 again. This time, listen to the sentences. Put the letter of the sentence under the correct picture. The first one is an example. Example. Letter A. Jeff bought a new tie, but it doesn't match his suit. Jeff bought a new tie, but it doesn't match his suit. You should have put dollar A under picture 3. Let's do some more. Letter B. Tom brought the rope. Tom brought the rope. Letter C. Have you seen the new coach? Have you seen the new coach? Letter D. He made the first goal in the game. He made the first goal in the game. Letter E. Are you going to watch the match between Chris and Pat? Are you going to watch the match between Chris and Pat? Letter F. I can't get the knot out of my shoe. You tied it too tight. I can't get the knot out of my shoe. You tied it too tight. Letter G. The Suns beat the Kings 10-2. The Suns beat the Kings 10-2. Letter H. Let's play on the new field today. Let's play on the new field today. Letter I. Do you want to play on our team? Do you want to play on our team? Letter J. We won the game 10-1. We won the game 10-1. letter K. The game ended in a tie. The game ended in a tie. Letter L. I need a match to start the fire. I need a match to start the fire. Letter M. The rain is really beating on the roof. The rain is really beating on the roof. Letter N. Ed's team lost by 3 points. Ed's team lost by 3 points. Letter O. There'll be another practice on Saturday. There'll be another practice on Saturday. Let's check your answers. Number one is L. I need a match to start the fire. Repeat. I need a match to start the fire. Number two is E. Are you going to watch the match between Chris and Pat? Repeat. Are you going to watch the match between Chris and Pat? Number three is A. Jeff bought a new tie, but it doesn't match his suit. Repeat. Jeff bought a new tie, but it doesn't match his suit. Number four is F. I can't get the knot out of my shoe. You tied it too tight. Repeat. I can't get the knot out of my shoe. You tied it too tight. Number five is K. The game ended in a tie. Repeat. The game ended in a tie. Number six is M. The rain is really beating on the roof. Repeat. The rain is really beating on the roof. Number seven is G. The Suns beat the Kings 10-2. Repeat. The Suns beat the Kings 10-2. Number eight is H. Let's play on the new field today. Repeat. Let's play on the new field today. And number nine is B. Tom brought the rope. Repeat. Tom brought the rope. Number 10 is N. Ed's team lost by 3 points. Repeat. Ed's team lost by 3 points. Number 11 is J. We won the game 10-1. Repeat. We won the game 10-1. Number 12 is D. He made the first goal in the game. Repeat. He made the first goal in the game. Number 13 is C. Have you seen the new coach? Repeat. Have you seen the new coach? Number 14 is I. Do you want to play on our team? Repeat. Do you want to play on our team? Number 15 is O. There will be another practice on Saturday. Repeat. There will be another practice on Saturday. Now listen to a dialogue. I didn't know that learning English would be so hard.
Hard? What do you mean? I don't think it's hard.
You just used the word mean. It has more than one meaning. It's all the different meanings that a word has that makes the language difficult for me.
You mean like the word match?
Yes, and there's also tie, beat, and field.
And there are many more, but don't worry. Soon you will find that English isn't as difficult as you think it is.
Look at figure three. Each of those sentences is part of the dialogue you just heard. Listen to my sentence, then say yours. Ready? Okay. I didn't know that learning English would be so hard. You just used the word mean. It has more than one meaning. It's all the different meanings that a word has that makes the language difficult for me. Yes, and there's also tie, beat, and field. Now look at figure four. We're changing roles. You read the first line, then listen to mine. Say your second line after mine.
Begin.
Hard? What do you mean? I don't think it's hard. You mean like the word match? And there are many more, but don't worry. Soon you'll find that English isn't as difficult as you think it is. Now listen to this dialogue.
Hey, Julie, do you want to join our football team?
I suppose I could try to play.
Do you know how to score points?
I think so. You kick the ball across the goal and you score about 6 or 7 points, right?
You know, now that I think about it, I doubt that there will be any extra room on the team. Why don't you just watch us play?
Look at figure five. I'll say my part of the dialogue, and then you say yours. Let's begin. Hey, Julie, do you want to join our football team? Do you know how to score points? You know, now that I think about it, I doubt that there'll be any extra room on the team. Why don't you just watch us play? Now look at figure six. You read your part of the dialogue, and I'll read mine. You begin this time.
Begin.
I suppose I could try to play. I think so. You kick the ball across the goal and you score about 6 or 7 points, right? Now look at figure seven. Listen to a conversation. Select the letter that best describes the meaning of the conversation. The first one is an example. My team really played well last night.
Yes, Jack. I was happy to see them win.
Jack's team... The answer is B. Jack's team won the game. Now listen to the rest of the dialogues and choose the correct answer. Number one. George, I heard that you're the new coach for our baseball team.
That's right, Ed. I'm sure I can do a good job.
George is... Number two.
Roger, I think you are the best player on the team.
Thanks, Jill. But I haven't played in any games yet. I don't understand why you think I'm so good.
Roger is... Number three. Kevin, did John win the tennis match yesterday?
Yes, Rick, he sure did. What a wonderful game.
Kevin is... Number four.
It must be 50 degrees in here. Can I borrow your jacket?
Sure you can, Sue.
Sue is... Let's check your answers. Number one is C. Repeat. George is certain he can do a good job. Number two is A. Repeat. Roger is confused. Number three is A. Repeat. Kevin is positive that John won. And number four is B. Repeat. Sue is cold. This is the end of Tape 1A, Book 13.